Despite the unprecedented nature of the August recall elections, county clerks do have some numbers to go by. Those include voter turnout during the 6 recall primaries, turnout during the spring Supreme Court race, and absentee ballot requests. All told, clerks in the 2nd, 8th, 10th, 14th, 18th, and 32nd state Senate districts expect turnouts to range anywhere between 20% in Wapaka County to 60% in Fond du Lac County. In La Crosse County, clerk Ginny Dankmeyer expects numbers somewhere in the middle.
We're expecting to hit 40, and I wouldn't be shocked if we hit a 50% turnout for this recall election.
Dankmeyer also says her municipal clerks are reporting higher than average requests for absentee ballots.
We're not sure if it's because it's a summer election and people are going to be gone on vacation or out of town, or if it's because there's been a lot of groups and a lot of mailings about getting absentee ballot requests out there.
In Polk County, clerk Carol Wandra says absentee voting reached a critical mass.
Absentee ballot requests overall were up far beyond anyone's expectations. So we ran out.
She suspects that many of those voting absentee could have voted in person and says there are higher risks for those casting early ballots.
You know, if they make a mistake when they're absentee voting, it isn't going to count. But if they're at the polls and they make a mistake, they get 3 chances to correct that.
Clerks involved in the Republican state Senate recalls say that more absentee ballots means more expense and that the recall elections are costing their offices between $20,000 and $100,000. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.